Raising responsible young adults is the goal for many of us parents, and the path is much easier if we start when our kids are little. One effective way to teach responsibility to young children is through the use of age-appropriate chore charts. They encourage independence and self-discipline, while also providing opportunities for children to contribute to the household and the family in meaningful ways. Here are a few ways you can create and implement chore charts tailored to your children's ages and abilities. Understanding the importance of chores. Chores go beyond simple household help. They're a foundational part of child development, and they help to teach essential life skills like time management, discipline, and organization. When your child completes a chore, they develop a sense of ownership and pride in their contribution to the family unit. This fosters self-confidence and allows children to recognize their abilities and grow as individuals. Starting young but sensibly. Introducing chores at a young age, like during the toddler years, helps to nurture a sense of responsibility. Simple tasks like picking up toys or placing napkins on the table are age-appropriate for young children. Align chores with their developmental stage and provide support and guidance so they don't get overwhelmed. Early introduction lays the groundwork for the more complex tasks as they grow older. Creating a chore chart that works. Creating an effective chore chart requires a little bit of thoughtfulness. Pictures for young children can make the chart engaging and easier to follow. Stickers or ticks for completed tasks help to give a sense of achievement and motivation. And tailoring the chart to your child's age and personality ensures it becomes an empowering tool rather than just a list of tasks. Incorporating choice and flexibility. Involving your kids in the chore selection process allows them to feel a sense of control and engagement. By giving them choices, chores become collaborative rather than directive. Flexibility in scheduling, such as allowing for changes or negotiating deadlines, accommodates children's unique needs and interests and show that they're valued family members no matter what their age. This approach nurtures a more positive and responsive relationship with chores and helps to reduce pushback and arguments about needing to do them. Setting clear expectations and rewards. Clarity in what's expected from each chore helps children understand their responsibilities. Defining the steps involved and the desired outcome makes the chore clear and easy to understand. For young kids, reward systems like verbal praise, extra playtime, or special treats add an incentive and reinforce positive behavior, making chores much more appealing. Fostering collaboration. Chores should be a communal experience, not a lonely obligation. Doing tasks together like cooking, cleaning, or gardening fosters teamwork and strengthens family bonds. It provides opportunities for us as parents to model desired behaviors, and it creates a shared sense of purpose and achievement as a family. Evolving the chart as they grow. As children grow and their skills develop, their chores should evolve too. Regularly reviewing and updating the chore chart ensures that it remains challenging and relevant. This ongoing adaptation keeps kids engaged, encourages continual growth, and reflects their maturing abilities and contributions. Avoiding common pitfalls. A mindful approach to assigning chores avoids common mistakes like setting unrealistic expectations or offering excessive rewards. Overcomplicating tasks or turning chores into a power struggle can undermine the educational value of chores. Recognizing potential pitfalls and navigating around them ensures a more successful chore experience. Celebrating achievements and effort. Celebration is a crucial component of teaching responsibility through chores. Recognizing effort, not just completion, emphasizes the value of hard work. Acknowledging milestones, both big and small, reinforces positive behavior and builds your child's self-esteem. Even when the reward is simple, like a kind word or a special little sticker, the impact is profound. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you're ready for next steps in organizing your home and life the simple way, you might want to check out my popular House and Family Binder. It's a simple set of prints designed to help you run your household smoothly, even when your kids are little. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode.